From 94.9 KUOW Seattle, I'm Elizabeth Austin. Part of the process of becoming an adult is coming to terms with who we really are and how we fit in with the society around us. And for most of us, one piece of that is pretty clear. We've known it for a long time. We either fall into the girl camp or the boy camp. But what if you don't feel entirely at ease in either camp, or feel like maybe you got sorted into the wrong camp right from the get-go? Finn Dauphay is a 20-year-old transgendered person. And she's written a poem about that very struggle, about that process of questioning. I can't get this poem out of my head. And to be honest with you, I can't entirely get my head around this poem either. And the reason for that is that Finn is willing to bring me along in her process of understanding, and so the poem isn't linear. It doesn't have a recognizable beginning, middle, and end. But there's one thing I should tell you before Finn introduces her poem, and that's that the poem includes language that some listeners might find offensive. Here's Finn Dauphay introducing her poem, Baritone Without a Body.
What's been in my mind a lot lately is kind of expressing the transgendered experience from questioning to finally understanding. And I'm still in the process of understanding, but I'm getting to the point where it's kind of like all coming together. The name of this poem is Baritone Without a Body. It's the first poem that I truly understood what it meant to be honest with myself. I have rewritten my high school hallways with knowledge that my embarrassment no longer belongs to me. I was called a faggot, as if they wanted the way I fall in love to rework the parts of me who refuse to forget my pact with Judas. Forgive me when I have allowed you to ever use someone else's pronoun. I will no longer mispronounce myself. I am not the product of handsome chromosomes. X and Y are of a faith I don't believe in. I have pried them into a collage of Basquiat. When it rains, I don't feel any closer to the man my body never decided was mine. To the portrait, overlooking my grandmother's Bible, though of me, there is no room for my soul to unlearn itself before you. What is neutral? What is knowing? Your body refuses to discover the ins and outs of yourself. Those hues are no friend of mine. I am done with commanding my thighs to mimic the base of my father's throat, how it curves like the soul's Magdalene washed with her hair. My palates will not succumb to the skyline I'm captured beside. Is there a secret place for creators who know there'll never be a real boy? I cannot accept a gender that will never suit my body. There will come a fidelity my pronouns are not fit to impersonate. Never will I become a father. My children will speak of me as refuge unfit for the ends in a woman scorned. I will not be one to be faithful with gender. I redefine the ways I've stepped out of my genesis, for I am not of my body's temple. Some days, my breasts are bound with the regret in becoming. Testosterone is a silhouette I have been trained to escape from. with the misplaced anatomy. I dread the emptied canvas I was said to live for. I have not gathered enough to decide which soul to color myself in. Still, I figured this collision of bones was not mine to begin with. My genetic makeup does not apologize for renouncing itself.
That's Finn Dauphay reading Baritone Without a Body. You can find out more about poet Finn Dauphay at our website, kuow.org. Search for the keyword baritone. From 94.9 KUOW Seattle, I'm Elizabeth Austin.